Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to poop, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it,
have a drink with me. I already started without you, but it's okay. You've got plenty of time to catch up. We've got, you know, an hour together or so. So, you know, crack something over your goddamn head. Okay, good friends, welcome. Welcome to another show. I'm in a real, snow today. So I'm in a real weird place. Real warp zone tonight. It snowed like crazy last night, you know? I'll never get over the idea of a snow day. Nor should I. Nor would I try. Nor would I attempt. I need to talk to a second about... Sorry, guys. I've had a few drinks already. I did that thing. If you don't know, this is one of the joys of cooking your own meals at home. What you do is you tell yourself, you know, you're looking through the fridge for the 100th time because you don't know what's in there. And you're thinking, oh, you know what? I'm going to crack this beer. What the hell? You know, I could have a beer while I... make my foods for myself. That'll make this a much nicer experience. And then, the second you do that, you're starting to do things, and then pretty soon you're walking around the kitchen, stumbling around, burned myself on... I don't even know what it was that I burned myself on, to be honest. So this is one of the joys of cooking. I think that's what that book was about. That one... What was that... one about the joy of cooking called Taste of Home, something like that. So anyway, I'm in a weird spot. I do need to talk, though, tonight about something pretty serious. Let's take this down for a second, because this needs to get serious. There's a group of people that are often mocked in our society today. They're blamed for many of our ills. They are told that they are bad people and that they ruin everything for everyone. I have tried to avoid making fun of this group because I just don't really care about other people. And frankly, the actions of one group of retards is about the same retarded level as the actions of a group of another retards. They're all about the same. There's really not a lot of difference. However, like a bolt of lightning out of the air, I've been struck. This group has thrown the first blow. This group has tossed out whatever the opposite is of an olive branch, a cherry tree branch, or perhaps a mango bush. This group has declared war. I'm talking today about the hipsters. Now, here's what happened to me. Being a man of clothing wearing for my job, I went to a little... not a restaurant, a clothetier that we like to call Kohl's. We'll make it worth your while. That's their slogan, because they have it so together. Not, we have the best clothes, not great prices, great faces, great people who work here who don't wear dumb headsets and just talk to each other about nothing. We'll make it worth your while. That's what someone says to you when you are helping them move an armoire and they're going to give you one half of one slice of pizza. Don't be fooled by that. They'll say, I'll get pizza. And when you arrive, the pizza arrives. And when the pizza arrives, they say, I'll just take it into the kitchen. And they cut each slice in half, just to make sure that you don't get too much of their pleasure. So they'll make it worth your while at Kohl's, I was told by Kohl's. So I go in there and start looking around at shirts. This is a challenging proposition, because I need to dress nice. However, I'm not going to wear a button-down shirt every day, or a button-up shirt. Shirts that button side to side have not been encountered by my kind yet. This is not a thing that we've become aware of. I found a couple shirts, one of them being a shirt that we sometimes refer to as a flannel. Now, I have one flannel shirt that was purchased for me by my sister, and I very much enjoy wearing him. He is comfortable and warm, soft, yet has buttons, so I feel like I can wear it to work, yet feel like I can wear it when I'm sleeping in my bed, yet rugged enough to go with me outdoors, yet sensitive enough to wear with no pants as I masturbate myself into oblivion. So I found another similar type of flannel. This one made by a company called Urban Pipeline, which sounds like a place where there'd be too much graffiti for my liking. On the Urban Pipeline. However, I purchased this shirt anyway. I purchased it in size medium, because that is the size that has always and will always fit me, is size medium. I am a medium-sized person. As the scale of men go, I am somewhere in the middle. If you took a mean, median, and mode, I would represent, well, the median. Okay? Okay. So, I buy this shirt, bring it home, wash it immediately. A good friend of mine worked at the Gap facility where they received the clothing for the Gap. And do you know what she told me comes in the boxes? Clothing. Yes. But you know what else comes in the boxes? Millipedes. These are like centipedes, but 1,000,000 of it. So I wash them in order to drown the millipede eggs. Forever. I don't know if millipede eggs are waterproof. However, I have not found any millipedes. I do have ants in my apartment. Today is February. They should be dead or frozen. I don't know where ants go in the winter. Now I know. The answer is my apartment, kitchen floor, and one brave adventurer who I found inside the toilet. What was his plan? Where was he going? What was his goal? No one knows. So I purchased the Urban Pipeline. Now, I washed it to get rid of the millipedes. Then, I put it on. And to my dismay, the shirt was too small. Now, the shirt was too small in an interesting way. The shirt was not too short. The arm length was appropriate for a man of my rather lengthy arms. Once when purchasing a bicycle, I was told that I had monkey arms. This was told to me by a man who worked at the bicycle store, who later went on to perform a school shooting. Or not. So, with this knowledge, I would say I have an average size torso. However, upon trying to button the shirt, I found the buttons pulling themselves apart in my torso area, meaning it was too tight around my body. Now, this is why I'm upset at the hipster community and would like a response from them. whoever the Jesse Jackson of hipsters is, perhaps the man from the music group Postal Service, perhaps a man who works for the United States Postal Service, who's just very into the movement, perhaps someone you know. I would like a response informing me as to why they have ruined flannel shirts. And here is how I know they've ruined flannel shirts. Flannel shirts are meant to be worn by burly men who chop down trees for a living and have a second job eating pancakes, or have a third job throwing an axe into a target and being cheered on while drinking a large mug of beer. These are the sorts of people who wear flannel shirts. These should never be tight on my torso because I am not a burly man. I am a median. I'm a medium. If you show me where a body is, I will find its killer. I'm medium. It's too tight. It also has, inside the sleeves, after I washed it, what I thought were going to be socks that had escaped. Have you ever had a sock escape in your laundry? Into a pants leg? That happens to me often. I go to put on my pants, and I feel like I've got something attached to my leg. Perhaps a small sect of millipedes that's been living in my pants. However, most times, I would say 7 out of 10, it turns out to not be millipedes, but a sock that has escaped in the washing machine. I thought that's what was in this shirt sleeve. However, what it turns out is to be a strap of flannel, which I did not understand until I saw on the sleeve a button, and realized the purpose of this strap is to roll up the sleeves of this flannel and then strap the strap, buttoning it to the button, and therefore not having to worry that your sleeves will roll down. Again, these are shirts meant for burly men. They should have forearms that do not necessitate a strap preventing a sleeve from rolling down. Yes, if I put a shirt on a broom handle and then rolled the sleeve up, it probably would not be held there of its own accordion. However, if I put this on a man's body and roll up the sleeves, there should be a certain beveled edge. There should be a certain gradient of thickness. There should be a certain manlike quality that allows it to maintain its position. I think these shirts are not being worn by the right man anymore, and therefore are ruined for me. I'm not the right man either. However, I preferred to have a slightly billowy forearm as opposed to a strap. I also preferred to have a somewhat relaxed fit around the torso as opposed to a little worried that the buttons will pull off if I had to reach for something in front of my body. That is all I'm asking. So I want answers. If a community would like to answer to me, that would be great. I'd like to know why you've done this to me. My questions. Number question one. Why have you done this to me? Question number two. How could you do this to me? Question number three. What have you done to me? Okay, that concludes that part of the show, huh? How was that? Was that fun for you guys? Did you enjoy it? Did I really stick it to those hipsters, fools? Make them believe in life after love? There's so much to talk about. I have this whole thing to talk about, you know? I have this list of things. You know, pants that ripped, bathtub, pimp daddy bony, horsepower. I was thinking today about, does it work, you know, they have this spray there that freezes things. It's meant to remove gum from under a desk. So, you know, people, animals, I've seen this at my work, will chew a gum, They will select the gum of their choice. Here's what happens. Here is the only thing I can imagine what happens to them. They select a gum for chewing, a chewing gum. Sometimes mint. Oftentimes the ones I see under a desk, however, are of the pink variety. Probably because these people are not trying to freshen their breath so much as they are trying to occupy their teeth and jaws, because that will allow them some level of bliss that I'll never understand. They select the gum. They put this gum in their mouths, their filthy, disgusting mouths. They then chew on this gum. However, with gum, I'm told that the gum losing its flavor is a big problem. I've never understood this, because it's, to me, gum loses its flavor primarily in 1 minute. I don't know why this is so surprising. If I ate a piece of steak and chewed it all day, it would probably lose its appeal in a matter of chews. From the time it takes me to go from the refrigerator and take a dump on the toilet and begin wiping myself, if I ate a piece of bacon in the kitchen, by the time I get to the wiping stage, I will have chewed and swallowed said bacon. So why gum would be any magically different, I don't know. So they have this spray, though, however. Okay, so you buy the gum, you chew it like an idiot, you pull it out and twirl it around your finger while you lay on your stomach on a bed, kicking your legs behind you and talking on a telephone with a cord about which boy at your school you think you might want to go with and whether you want to be best steadies. Then you come to where I work and all of a sudden decide this gum is inappropriate. You look around with your beady little eyes, you know, filled up to the brim with gum flavor. You look around, you see a little piece of paper and think, well, I'm not going to spit it into paper. That's gross. You see a garbage receptacle, a can, and you think, I'm not going to spit it from my elevated position into the garbage. That would be gross. What a weird thing that would be to do. So what you decide to do is place the gum in your hand and mash it to the underside of the table where you're sitting. This to you seems like an appropriate way to get rid of gum. Now someone will touch it by accident, and I know what you're thinking. You should know better than to touch the underside of a table. To which I say, no. No, no. No, no. This is like my friend. We were in New York City and rode the subway. And she accidentally sat down on a chair and shortly after sitting in that chair, realized it was wet. So, after she did that, she said something like, I should have looked first. And I said, yes, you should have. But thinking later, I thought, no, no. There shouldn't be a wet chair on the subway. That's the problem. Me putting my hands under the table is not the problem. You putting the gum under the table, therefore turning the underside of the table into Underworld, the motion picture, where it's a battle between gum in my hands, vampires and werewolves. That's the problem, my friends. So they invented a spray. Now, I don't know that this spray has much purpose beyond removing gum from a surface. And frankly, it seems very unnecessary, but here's what it is. You spray things and they freeze instantly. I have a cold now. I just sneezed. I have a cold. That was 3 sneezes. That means a cold. Speaking of cold, you spray this spray and it instantly freezes. You can watch this. It's great. I recommend it. It's fascinating. I spent a day at work trying to freeze a spider for probably 20 minutes. chasing it around, I found, here's the problem. It has, you know, the little straw, like WD-40 or computer duster. And, you know, it says on the thing, don't spray your skin, you'll get frostbite. It really says that. And I thought, this is going to be great. I'm going to freeze this spider. I'll be like Mr. Freeze of the insect world. And he'll be stuck in place. Maybe he comes back to life, maybe not. Either way, he'll feel very punished for coming into this room, and that's my real goal with bugs. But I kept trying to freeze him, but the force of the blast kept pushing him away down the hallway, so I could not adequately chemicalize him. I also had another incident with a spider at work. This was actually the first time that I remember screwing around at work. This was many years ago when I discovered we had a laminator. And I was thinking, this is great. I've never had a laminator before. That euphoria lasted a very short amount of time because laminators aren't very exciting. Once I had, as a child, laminated pictures cut from a Playboy because I did not want them to become overly creased. I did that myself with contact paper and found it satisfactory. Although I wished it was more of a matte finish instead of a gloss because the overhead light would kind of ruin it. People don't talk about this much. They talk about the internet for porn, but they don't talk about the computer screen being better than a glossy magazine page because that overhead light was always intruding. Yet you could not see, the magazines did not provide their own light. Can you get porno on the Kindle reader device? No one knows. So, I found the laminator and was thinking, what should I laminate? I think I laminated a nickel. I made my own bookmark out of just something. And then again, I saw we have a lot of spiders at my work. I saw a little friendly spider crawling his way to work, to the hive, the spider's hive. And I thought, this is going to be good. So I put him on a little card and cranked him right through that machine. Now let me tell you what I expected to come out the other side. If you've seen the motion picture Jurassic Park, there's an old man who has a mosquito in a cane of amber. And the mosquito looks like it's in mid-flight almost. You know what I mean? The mosquito does not look like it was mashed by someone's finger and then rolled between their thumb and finger until it was just a black wad of nothing. Which is what I ended up with. I had laminated this spider thinking it would turn out flat and attractive and people would look at it and say, a spider. I did not think people would say, why did you laminate a pile of juicy pepper that I don't really understand and looks vaguely brown? These are my spider adventures. Thanks for listening. I also wanted to talk about the Girl Scouts. I was given a gift of some Girl Scout cookies the other day. People are real into these cookies. And I think the only reason they're into them is because they can only buy them at certain times, allegedly. I don't find that to be true. I seem to be able to find them way more than I want. I have to dash into the grocery store. Whatever it is about me, I've grown into the kind of man, however, who Girl Scouts do not seem to approach. They don't ask me if I want to buy something as I'm headed into the store. So I need to maintain this image. However, I was given a gift of Girl Scout cookies, which were stale, by the way, and shitty. And they have their own dumb names. Are those samosas? Are those Tagalogs? What did you get? I'm like, I don't know. Here's how every conversation about Girl Scout cookies goes. What kind did you get? I got Tagalongs. Oh, are those the peanut butter ones? Yes, I like those. What kind did you get? I got Samoas. Are those the coconut ones? Yes. Oh, I like Girl Scouts. Your names are stupid for these cookies because they don't sound like anything. Why don't you call the coconut ones those coconut ones? And the peanut butter ones Pete's Stale Cookie Town. Because that's where I was, man. I was in Stale Cookieville, USA, population me. Big time. Like you would not believe. Even your own mother wouldn't believe the cookie town that I was victimized in. I would like to know where this money is going for these cookies, because I haven't seen Girl Scouts doing shit. I've never seen Girl Scouts, like, picking up garbage on the highway. I've never seen them building a fucking skyscraper. I've never seen them lighting a fire in the woods. I've never seen them doing anything. They wear outfits and sell cookies. This seems to be the limit of their abilities. I imagine there's some kind of camp. I don't know. When I was in the Scouts, the Boy Scouts, the Cub Scouts, we didn't do any of these things. And we had no money. We'd actually, I was in the regular Little Scouts, the Cub Scouts, the Weeblows. I was telling some people at work that, you know, you're like an eagle and a bear and all that and a tiger and stuff. And then your final stage is a Weeblow. That's got to be, how has not one parent said, I refuse to let my son be in something called Weeblows? That's crazy. I mean, what are the other ranks of scouts if one is Weeblows and that's okay? Are they like, well, we used to call it bears, but now we think we're going to call it like scrotum eaters, you know? And so you go from scrotum eater to Weeblows to, light anal players. And it's like, oh, that doesn't mean what you think. It means something totally else. I mean, Weeblows. Why would you immediately go to that? It obviously couldn't mean that, right? I mean, what is it? A hurricane? I have no fucking idea. So I graduated the Weeblows. I earned my Arrow of Light and went into the Scouts for 1 year and did not earn any rank. I was a nothing. I had several problems. I could not tie a square knot. That was a problem. I could not carry a knife because I did not have my totem chip, where basically to earn your totem chip, you had to listen to someone tell you how to not cut yourself for a long time. However, I was allowed to shoot a shotgun and a rifle, but not have a knife. There was also an issue where I did earn some badges, mostly by accident, or because I was forced. However, you did not earn badges. What you got was a little blue card, like when you played Monopoly. And then you would take that card to the Scout store, where you were then allowed to buy your own badges. I never did this. I had two separate people ask me if I pinned the little cards to my uniform. To which I said, no. But I didn't really do much uniform care. You also had to wear a scarf. And holding the scarf on was something we called a tie slide. You know, if you've ever seen a Western-style tie, there's a little thing that slides up and down that determines how tight or loose it is. And is just, that's the decorative piece in the front. Because I was wearing this kerchief, this woman's accessory, I also had a tie slide. And tie slides, being a disorganized youth, the kind of kid who never had a fucking pencil in class, and when someone loaned him a pencil, he used it down to the nub, I, of course, immediately lost every tie slide I ever had. So I, would use a twist tie from a bag of bread, which I was told was not an acceptable tie slide. I would use a rubber band, which was not an acceptable tie slide. Piece of scotch tape. I was really more into office supplies than I was the woods, is what I'm learning from what we're saying here. None of these were acceptable tie slides, though. The one big memory I have from Scout Camp is Wilderness Survival Class. Here's what the class was. Bring your sleeping bag, and we'll sleep outside. If you're alive in the morning, you have survived the wilderness, and you've passed the class and earned your piece of paper that says you can buy the badge. I fell asleep at the top of a hill in my sleeping bag, which, because I was a survivalist, was also inside of a garbage bag. So I fell asleep at the top of a hill with no comfort, looking like a sack of garbage that I was. I awoke the next morning, half submerged at the bottom of the hill. Upon becoming wet, I slid down the hill slowly throughout the night and awoke with my legs in the water that had collected in the rain overnight. Angry, upset. There must have been a dozen people there, all of whom, I gathered, did not enjoy wilderness survival. This wasn't really a class. It's not like they said, here's how to survive the wilderness. It was just like, well, let's have a shitty experience and see what you get out of it. You let us know. So I did the shitty experience. We all got up the next morning, and without a word, we packed our things and went back to, you know, camp. That was the other bullshit part. When you survive the wilderness, then you get picked up by a chopper. They give you some hot cocoa and a blanket, and they take you back to a hotel. You know, I'm staying at the W, not in a shitty tent. This is not enough contrast. I require contrast for wilderness survival. I gotta know there's a horizon out there, and that horizon should not involve me sleeping in something that closes via zipper. Okay? However, it should be noted now that I am a wilderness survivalist. Okay. Well, let's get to the fun part of today's show. It has been suggested to me lately that I may be depressed. I don't know how I feel about that. Maybe people are concerned for my well-being, but maybe they're dildos, and they just want to make me feel like shit. So what I've decided to do, in order to evaluate these claims of my friends slash enemies, is I have found several depression quizzes online in order to determine my depressionistic state. So I have five quizzes here, and I figure that at the end of these five quizzes, based on what they tell me, I will know if I'm depressed. So without further ado, I think that it's time to take the depressive test. Okay. You get the idea. Question the first. This one is from a prevention.com. As far as I can tell, Prevention is a magazine that is about women drinking smoothies in sports bras. Question 1 of 12. Everyday decisions like how to spend my Saturday afternoon are either almost impossible, a challenge sometimes, or no sweat at all. I would say that I have no problem filling my time. Just get a podcast, dum-dums. It's very simple. I don't know why everyone gets so excited about this shit. Question 2 is taking a long time to load, and it's really bringing me down. This may have been a mistake. Oh, and this quiz is titled, Are You Bummed Out or Depressed? I'm real bummed out. Let's see. Question 2. Bedtime can be soothing or a source of dread. Lately, 1. I have no trouble falling asleep, but awaken at night, unable to drift off again. 2. I fall asleep pretty easily and sleep soundly. And 3. I tend to toss and turn before falling asleep, but usually sleep through the night once I do. The other night I had a terrible dream that I was driving with some friends, and we drove off of a sort of roller coaster thing, hundreds of stories in a city, and we were plunging in a car to our doom. I definitely passed away in this dream. No doubt about it. People say you can't die in your dream. And I think that's because you're not dying in your life, so your brain is still continuing to work. However, I definitely died. It was terrible. I was in the back of this car, knowing I was going to die, and there was someone there I knew, and I was reaching out to hold their hand, because I was like, well, maybe it would be a nice comfort as we died for them. I didn't even think I would particularly enjoy it, honestly. I was like, I don't even really care. I'm just going to die. This is fine. But I was like, well, maybe they'll feel a little better. So, you know, probably it's hard, the first one, it's hard for me to drift off again. I fall asleep pretty well just because I go to bed at, you know, 2 in the fucking morning after playing goddamn Spec Ops The Line. Lately, getting things done at work has been up and down. Some days are definitely tougher than others. Honestly, I've been calling in sick because I find it overwhelming or solid. I haven't had problems completing assignments and focusing. All right, well, the third one is obviously a psychopath. But I'm not a big caller in sicker. I just don't, you know, I don't have the energy. They don't have an answer for that, so I guess I'll just pick the first one. This is not going well, I have a feeling. Let's see, right now my house is a total zoo, but it's always that way because cleaning has never been a priority. Messier than usual, and it feels as if I can't get it under control anymore. I can't take it. I'm going to snap and cut somebody. Or immaculate. I love a clean, organized home. My home's actually in pretty good shape. So I'm going to click the third one. Of these options, I hate these tests and these websites where it makes you click to go to every next page and you have to wait for these fucking things to load and everything. Ooh. Recently, my weight has gone down, dropped by a few pounds for no reason, gone up, or basically stayed unchanged. I have no idea. I don't weigh myself. Are people weighing themselves? Why would you waste your time doing that? Either you know or you don't know, but I think most people know, right? They're like, well, I'm fat, or I'm not fat. And then what your weight is that even relevant? I don't know. Oh, Jesus. When I first peel my eyes open in the morning, I feel too tired to get out of bed, so I hit the snooze button and sleep another hour. Somewhat refreshed, I dawdle, but then get up and start my day. Energized and ready to start my day, there's so much to do. Here's the thing. I was cycling through my phone the other day, looking, because that's what I use as my alarm, because that's what people do now. And you can set it for these times. You know, so probably normally someone would have like, oh, I set one time for 7. Here's the one I set for 7:30. Here's one for 9. Here's what mine sounded like. 6:30, 6:45, 6:48, 6:59, 7:04, 7:10, 7:15, 7:30, 7:35, 7:38. It just goes on and on like that. So I don't really hit the snooze so much as set an alarm for every 7.5 minutes over a period of an hour. That seems to be really more my speed. When I look to the future, I see obstacles, 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 tons of things I want to do if I only had the time, or not much. I don't really look into the future, just try and focus on today. That's a great question. I think there's things I want to do, right? I want to play some Xbox or something, I don't know. I'm going to drink this beer while this loads. That's the future, or it was, I mean, I don't know. Let's see, I feel down in the dumps often. I frequently feel as if I want to cry. Every now and then when something happens to make me sad. Sometimes, for no apparent reason. Well, let's see. Openly weeping while playing Gears of War 3 for the third time. So that's probably an often. That's probably an often, I'm going to have to say. We're almost done with this quiz. When it comes to my free time, I have lots of hobbies and interests, but not enough time to get to them all. I've never had a lot of hobbies and interests, but I keep busy. Or I used to have several hobbies, but I no longer enjoy them. I have a lot that I don't get to. That's like story of my life, man. I don't understand people who are bored. Anyone who's bored is an idiot. Being bored is for when you're a kid because you don't have any options. Once you're an adult, you should never be fucking bored. And if you're bored, it's because you're doing something stupid. Sometimes I get weird headaches and stomach pains. No, I don't get that. I think everybody I work with seems to get migraines, and I really think it's because they're depressed. Something's wrong. I don't know. I mean, no one can explain these migraines. No one's given a satisfactory answer. I'm not saying they don't feel it, but I'm saying there's something going on there on the psychological. My patience levels have plummeted. Everyone and everything is on my nerves. Are fine. I don't usually let other people's stuff get to me. Are varied. Slight annoyances can definitely ruin my day. I have no patiences. I hate it. I hate everyone. I'm mad at everybody, and I'm always right. So I have no patience. Even when people tell me I'm right, I get mad because I'm like, shut up. I know. Last question. When I look back on what I've done so far, I wish I'd done more with myself. I feel guilty that I didn't do more for my loved ones. I have a few regrets here and there, but overall wouldn't change much. Don't really keep in touch with those loved ones. You know, my mom. Her mom died. It's hard to call her. I don't know what to do. All right, is this my results? Is this sadness or something more serious? I got an 11. So it looks like I'm simply experiencing a case of the blues. Thank God. Sometimes it's easy to trace sadness back to a specific event. A fight with a friend, a harsh word from your boss, the death of a loved one, or even a streak of sunless days. Sometimes you feel you're in the dumps. Sadness can be healthy, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so this one's saying, I am not depressed. So I'm going to put right here on my thing, no, yes. And I'm going to put a no for depression. So this is good. I'm just sad. That makes me feel much better. I was worried that I was depressed, but it turns out I'm just terribly sad. That really is a nice, much nicer thing. Okay, this is all on one page, which is great. So here we go. I often have trouble sleeping. Yes, pre-mentioned roller coaster incident. I often take naps during the day. No, because I wake up covered in sweat. I often feel irritable, angry. I wouldn't say yes, except it's because I always feel angry. I often find myself generally uninterested in many aspects of my life, i.e. going to school. I fucking hate school. God damn, do I hate school. I cry or feel like crying often. That's a big yes. I often feel as if I am trapped and or helpless. No, because you could always just punch your way out of anything. I see the world as a generally bad and hostile place. Yes, everyone's just making their own stupid babies to kill me, I think. I am confident in myself and my own abilities. Sure, I mean, someone will hear this, so that's something. I'm often restless and find it hard to focus on tasks. Yes. I require a lot of motivation to perform small tasks, i.e. getting out of bed. Is that a task? This getting out of bed thing seems to be a real depression litmus test. You know what I mean? Are there really people, I would like to know this, who just jump out of bed? I had someone at work tell me one time, I swear to God, she was like, I read this thing that said eating an apple is as good as having a cup of coffee. Like, it energizes you as much. And I was like, die. That cannot be true. I'm mad that you told me that. And that's only for people who don't drink the coffee. They don't even know what they're missing. An apple. Give me a fucking break. I have many things to look forward to in my future. I don't know if I'd say many. I sometimes have detailed thoughts about suicide/dying. I mean, I've thought about how would I kill myself? It would be tough. I don't have access to any bridges or anything. I feel that I'm a valuable asset to society and that my existence is meaningful. Well, no, but I don't feel anyone feels that. I often or always feel loved. Oh, please. I have many good friends and I'm a liked person. Okay. I often feel tired for no reason. I mean, that's not true. I'm tired because I didn't fucking sleep. I already told you that. I often feel sad or lonely. Always, sometimes, never. I don't feel stressed or anxious, as the next question would ask. That's not a big thing for me. I mean, I don't know. I mean, part of this whole thing, I think, of being sad is it's very freeing. You know, you don't get stressed out about anything because you're like, well, I don't know. I can just die. That's fine. I have close friends and family who I can confide in and share my feelings with if I am sad. That's a big 10-2, which is no. I have good self-esteem. So I just had this orthodontist appointment, and he sent this referral thing to this other doctor, and he sent me a copy. And there were these things, these check boxes, you know, all this different shit. And one of them, there's like three questions, and it was like patient's outlook, and it was like positive or negative. And he X'd in positive, so I was like, well, that's good. And then it was like parent's outlook, you know, because it's braces, and I should have parents, but I don't. So they, it just was blank. And then it said self-esteem, and that was left blank. I don't know if that was just an accident because he was blowing through the paperwork, but it was annoying. It was like, come on, just lie. Or send me the one where you say I have good self-esteem and then move on. I often have trouble concentrating all the time. I'm currently feeling sad or unhappy. Well, all right, I'm going to put yes on that, but I'm going to drink part of this beer now. Now I feel much better. My eating habits are irregular. Yeah, they are. Sometimes at work, I just, like, forget to eat, and then I'm so hungry that I eat, and then I feel, like, really sick and have to take the biggest crap I've ever taken in my life. Which, that's an accomplishment. I am happy with most aspects of my life. I mean, no, of course not. Would I even take this quiz if that was true? I just wanted to see how happy I am. I've lost interest in many things I used to enjoy. No, because I'm not a child and I don't enjoy things that I wouldn't actually enjoy. I feel that I am suffering from clinical depression. I mean, I don't know. I'll put no. Which of the following is the most true for you? I like children. I like sharing my opinion and would like to earn money doing it, or none of the above. Give me money. Oh man, that takes me to a cash survey. Those fuckers. Those motherfuckers tricked me. I should have said none of the above. Let's see. Let's see what happens. What does it say? 73%. So what does that mean? I scored better than 37%. 8% of the respondents scored the same as you. 55% scored better. I don't understand if that means I am 73% depressed. What does that mean? That I'm mostly depressed, correct? Oh, yeah, okay. The accuracy. Anyone who scores over 60% should consider seeing a specialist. And I scored a 73%. That would be a maybe, or I guess I'll put it as a yes. So we're 1-1 in this test of depressed test. All right. So there we go. We've got 2 down. Ah, Christ. This stupid window popped up here. I hate this shit. All right. This is from teen.smokefree.gov. So I guess this is about not smoking, but it's a depression quiz. Below is a list of ways you might have felt or acted. Please check how much you have felt this way during the past week. So I'll say not at all, a little, some, or a lot. So this gives me some options. I was bothered by things that usually don't bother me. Of course some. I mean, I'm always bothered by things. By new things. I always find new things to be bothered by. I did not feel like eating. I wasn't feeling hungry. I love eating. Don't be stupid. I was not able to feel happy, even when my family or friends tried to make me feel better. I don't know what the difference is between some and a little, so I'll just say some. I felt like I was just as good as other people. I am much better. Much better. They don't even have an award-winning podcast. I don't either, but I have a podcast, so that's a start. I felt like I couldn't pay attention to what I was doing all the time because it's not exciting. I felt down and unhappy. I mean, yeah, of course. Everyone does. I felt like I was too tired to do things. Yes, always. Too tired. I'm so tired. I can't sleep. I felt like something good was going to happen. No. I didn't get a snow day today. And I didn't feel like it was going to happen. I felt like things I did before didn't work out right. No, I mean, that's fine. I don't know. I didn't leave any old shit in my fridge that rotten. I felt scared. I'm not scared. Fuck yourself. I'm not a bitch. This is a really healthy way to take this test, huh? I didn't sleep as well as I usually sleep. I mean, that's a tough one because I don't usually sleep very well. I was happy. I was more quiet than usual. That's probably true. These headphones, man, they're my godsend. My godson? I felt lonely, like I didn't have any friends. I mean, I have some friends. They're, you know, whatever. The people who listen to this are probably my friends. You are my only friends. All of you out there. Oh, my God. Aren't we so lonely? You just listen to me drink beers and belch on a thing. I felt like people I know were not friendly or that they didn't want to be with me. I didn't feel like that. It's not everyone else's fault. I had a good time. I mean, sometimes I'm having a good time. I felt like crying. I'm not a big crier. Sometimes I can tell I need to cry, so I just sort of make myself cry, always in the car, because I figure in the car at night, that's the time to cry. This is why, you know, when people talk about public transportation being the future, or, you know, bicycles or something, I'm like, well, where do you guys cry? I don't understand. Where's the crying getting done? Here are the crying places I know. The car, which emits a bunch of fumes. The shower, which then you're just wasting water because that's crying water. That's all I got. I felt sad. Yes, of course. I felt people didn't like me. I mean, probably. I don't know. Every retail situation is like its own thing. It was hard to get started doing things. I don't have a hard time getting started. I just have a hard time keeping started, aka continuing. Okay, let's see. I got a score of 30 out of 60. Between 16 and 60 is high to very high. People with scores like this are almost always having high to very high symptoms of depression. Please take this seriously. Right now, the symptoms may be causing you big problems in your daily life. It is probably hard for you to take care of everyday jobs and enjoy things. You may even be feeling like you're carrying a heavy weight that makes it almost impossible to get through your day. All right. At this level of depression, get help right away. When you are feeling depressed, it can be hard to get up the energy to even do small things to take care of yourself. Talk to someone you trust about how you're feeling. Family member, friend, someone a little older, someone who probably won't rape you in the back room of a church. Well, there's a crisis line. That's great. Okay, so that's two in the yes, one in the no. You know, we're still doing good. Two tests to go. This could go any which way, my friends. Let's not get crazy. Now, this is from the website depressedtest.com. Here we go. These are mostly yes or no type of questions. Man, we're plowing through this. Do you have difficulty falling to sleep at night? No. Do I have nightmares? Yes. Tossing and turning? Yes. Frequent waking? Yes. How often do you feel tired and run down? Most of the time, my friend. Well, these are sleep. Have you lost or gained a lot of weight? No. Has your sex drive become diminished? I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I should keep track of that. I should just ejaculate straight onto the calendar on the day. I don't know if I can aim that well. That's a bad idea. Has a parent or sibling been diagnosed with a depressive disorder? I don't think so. We're smart enough to avoid those doctors. Do you often feel that life is not worth living? Of course. How would you rate your daily levels of stress and anxiety? I don't feel those. Do you experience delusions or hallucinations? Not really. I mean, I wish. Delusions of what's the opposite of grandeur? Lousy-ger. Does your mood take a turn for the worse as winter approaches? No, I love the winter, you guys. Everyone's talking. They're like, I'm so sick of the snow. It snowed like 3 fucking times. Jesus Christ. Where do you think you live? It should snow 3 times in the winter. I know it's inconvenient, but go fuck yourselves. If I came in the summer and complained about every day when it was sunny, you would get real tired of it. Are you in a relationship? Yes. There you go. Do you put on a happy face to hide feelings of sadness? Yes, of course. What is your least favorite season? Summer! It's right on there. It's even an option. See? Is it difficult to remember the last time you were happy? Ooh, yeah, but I'm a pretty shitty memory. Do you sometimes feel out of control and lose all good judgment? No. That's ridiculous. I'm not 17. How would you describe your mood over the past several months? Roller coaster, long dark tunnel, bumpy ride, smooth ride, Mr. Toad's wild ride, the mind eraser, the Tower of Doom, the Tower of Terror. How would you rate your self-esteem? I would say it's pretty low, my friends. I would challenge you to a lowness. Did you have a learning disorder or ADHD as a child? I mean, I don't think so. I just hated fucking school. Do you have trouble concentrating or remembering things all the time? Do you think that sadness and disappointment are a regular part of life and that happy people are only deceiving themselves? Ugh, God, I probably just said that, didn't I? About migraines or something. Have you been through a recent traumatic event, such as divorce, death of a loved one, or losing your job? Okay. Have you developed food cravings, particularly for carbs and junk food? I did eat the other day. You know how most donut things have... They'll have like a chocolate donut at the gas station. A little row of chocolate donut soldiers lined up. They'll have a powdered sugar. And then they have a tan donut. I discovered that no one that I was with had ever had the tan donut. So I bought the tan donut. We had this. It was a crunch donut is what it was called. And it was coconut flavored without any coconut. This is everything I know about it. I don't recommend it. I would say it's a third place donut, although less messy than the powdered sugar donut, so that's tough. Do you have any children? Fuck no. Do you try to avoid dealing with other people? Yeah, self-checkout. I practically invented that 10 years ago. Do you have chronic pain and headaches that are not due to a known illness? Not yet. Do you have periods during which you feel... Do you have periods during which you feel unusually confident and ambitious? Probably. Do you live in the northern or southern hemisphere? Okay, I think the northern. I am male. What is your age? Oh, man. I understand my test results will not consent a diagnosis. Okay, whatever. These are for entertainment purposes only. Oh, man, I have to do another whole fucking page? This is going to take forever. How often are you irritable and quick to anger? Always. Yes. Yes, occasionally I think about that. Do you have plans? Have you attempted or made plans for suicide? No. Never any good plans. I mean, I never had a solid, what I would call a plan. I mean, I don't consider a lot of these plans that people have to be real plans. You know, especially if you call someone. First thing is throw your phone in a lake, then kill yourself. You said you had a recent traumatic event. Is it possible that any sadness you feel lately is a normal response to that event? I mean, sure, yeah. Don't be stupid. Think about it. How long have you been unhappy? About a year, several years, or many, many years? Do you sleep too much? No, I fucking wish. Do you use drugs or alcohol to... wind down and relieve stress. Yeah, occasionally. Okay. Oh, man. You said you have confident periods. Select the most accurate description of how you feel during these periods. Euphoric. Unstoppable. Incredible, Hulk, Intense, In Charge, Amazing, Spider-Man, Feel Okay, Normal. That sounds good. When you are feeling very confident, do you take on too much and make foolish decisions? I don't think so. I don't have any weird neck tattoos. Does your mind ever race through ideas and cause you to feel restless and distracted? Oh, yeah. Do you ever often crash hard after these confident periods? Oh, oh God. Now I have to do my latitude. I don't really understand this chart. I'm just going to guess. All right. Get my test results. My results have been calculated. Let's see. Below you will find your depression test results, broken out by 6 different kinds of depression. Scores range from very slight to extremely high. You can click on the disorder to get more information. So let's see. Major depression is moderate. Dysthymia is high. Bipolar disorder is very light. Cyclothymia is slight. Seasonal affective disorder is very slight. And postpartum depression is not applicable. Oh, good. I can copy these results to a website with HTML code. What is... I don't understand what dysthymia... That's what I have that's high. It's a diagnosis of moderate persistent depression. Sufferers do not routinely experience the extremes of major depression, but the duration can be much longer. This does not inhibit normal activities. So let's see, I had a, out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I had a moderate high, very slight, slight, and very slight. So 3 out of 5 were in the, okay, so I guess that's a yes. Ah, shoot. Okay, so this last test, I'm going to count 4-2 just to keep it interesting. And because it's from Psych Central. So this sounds more, you know what I mean? More serious. So I have to enter my age and say if I'm a male. I am a male. I guess if you have girl answers, they're different, huh? So all of these have answers. There's only 9. So it's not at all, just a little, somewhat, moderately, quite a lot, very much. Let's see. I do things slowly. Oh my God, I am the slowest walker of all time. My future seems hopeless. My future is so dark that I had to take the shades off to see what the fuck was going on. It's hard for me to concentrate on reading. Yeah, sometimes. Guys, I was reading To Kill a Mockingbird in the bathtub the other day. I mean, I am not a 55-year-old postmenopausal lady, and this is what I'm doing with myself. The pleasure and joy has gone out of my life. Okay, I have difficulty making decisions. I'm a pretty good decision maker when it's required. I don't know why this is like a thing. I've lost interest in aspects of my life that used to be interesting to me. I don't know who does that. I mean, I guess if you do that, yeah. I feel sad, blue, and unhappy. By the way, whenever I do these quizzes, I answer either not at all or very much, because that's way more interesting. I am agitated and keep moving around. I feel fatigued. I think I feel fatigued. I don't know. Is that the same as tired? Is that more special? Let's see. Oh, I have a whole other set of questions. Oh my God. We got to get through this. It takes great effort for me to do simple things. Oh yeah, I feel that I'm a guilty person who deserves to be punished. That's a little weird. I feel like a failure. I feel lifeless, more dead than alive. My sleep has been disturbed. Too little, too much, or broken sleep, totes. I spent time thinking about how I might kill myself. I mean, I've thought about it, but I haven't come to any conclusions. I feel trapped or caught. I feel depressed even when good things happen to me. Well, that just makes it worse. Everyone knows that. Without trying to diet, I've lost or gained weight. No, well, that's crazy. I scored a 53. So what does that mean? You appear to be suffering from a moderate to severe depression. People who have answered similarly to you typically qualify for a diagnosis of major depression and have sought professional treatment for this disorder. Ah, crap. I scored a, what did I get, a 53. Let's see, and 54 and up is a severe. 36 to 53 is a moderate slash severe. Unfortunately, I also said that counts, unfortunately, I said that counts for two. So this is five yeses and one no. Oy, oy, oy. Did you guys know that I was this fucked up and you've been listening to me this whole time? What were you thinking? Why in the world did you think that that would be an acceptable thing to do, huh? Listen to this shit. All right, guys. Well, I better get out of here, huh? I mean, it's midnight. It's midnight and a half on a Sunday. What am I going to do? No one's going to help me. I'm all alone. But you'll probably won't hear this until you've seen me again, so everything's good by then. Don't call a doctor. Bye. People stopping still. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean.